Oh, welcome, dear. What brings you here, darling? Lotion, potion, commotion? A reading. Oh, I see. Now that I think about it, Yar. Oh, you will have to forgive me, darling. I had to sprinkle you with a bit of water from Lake Superior because I see that there is a sort of weight upon you. There is. Well, I'm assuming that that would be the reason you are coming here, is it not? You do have an aurora of curiosity within you. I can sense it. Now tell me, what would you like to seek within the guards? Darling, I cannot solve all the world's problems, nor can I tell you what to do, but I can tell you what is possible. Your patronage is most appreciated, and by the end of this session, I hope to replenish you with the wealth you have given me in the form of spiritual, mental, and perhaps physical enlightenment. Not without your permission, of course, darling. I wouldn't want to enforce anything upon you. Now! Have a seat, darling, while I look at my collection. What deck today? Children of Lithia. Mermaid deck. Perhaps Night Vale. I believe. I believe this session will call for something quite pretty, and this deck, I believe, will do just that. The Mermaid Tarot. You're quite fond of mermaids, aren't you? Oh, I absolutely adore them. And the artwork is quite fabulous. You will see to that. Now, have you ever been to one of these readings before? Is that so? Why, yes, I would believe so. First-timers are typically frightened about the supernatural, but I can assure you that you have nothing to be afraid of. And oh, we are not doing anything until we come to the end of an agreement on matters of fortune. Oh no, dear, I'm afraid my services are not free. Oh, thank you. Now, let's begin. You have come here for a reason, and I thank you for your trust in me. It is my mission to seep within your soul and foretell you your heart's desires. Your past, a memory. Your destiny, to come. What matters here is the now. So let's get down to business. Well, sadly, I cannot read in the dark. Now, you don't know how long it took to program and patch those lights. Whew. None the matter. We must now focus on you. It'll just take a moment to shuffle these cards. And as I do so, I would like you to think upon your intentions for today's reading. Your intent. Oh, right. Well, you see, your intention is what you hope to make out of today. What's your purpose? What would you like to change, if any, in your life? Or would you like to seek help? Or would you like to be more determined? Or are you seeking financial gain? I see, we could all use a bit more of that. Do you trust me? I need a confident answer. Wonderful. Pick 3 cards. No rush, no stress. Feel your intuition. Then run with it. And take your time. Just pick one that is calling to you right now. Have no fear. There you go. And we will leave that right there. And now for your present. How do you feel right now in this moment? Why are you here? And if we play our cards right, the cards will tell just about anything and everything that is on your mind right now. Now, for the future. What is now and what will be? That card, huh? Okay. Now, let me just put these cards away for now. Quite lovely, aren't they? Now, let's begin with your past. The 4 of Swords reversed. Well, no, having a card upside down does not necessarily mean that it is a negative perspective. However, the 4 of Swords upside down, I can sense that you were overwhelmed. You were filled with worry and stress and perhaps procrastination, one could say, and that in your past, it seems perhaps you have missed an opportunity, and if you do not take the appropriate action, it will happen to you again, and you will have to face the consequences. Does that sound right? Well, I'm glad that we're off to a good start. I am happy that I am able to reflect upon your experiences. Now, shall we continue with the present? The Fool. Oh no, that's not an insult at all. In fact, the Fool represents plenty of opportunities ahead of you. You are in your wonder years. You are in your prime. Now, one could think that you are a fool for being imaginative, coming up with all of these new ideas in your head. But if you take the right steps, just as this mermaid is taking her first steps onto land, you, my friend, will be smooth sailing. Yes, and it is upright, so it does seem that you are on the right course. And if you would like my advice, learn as much as you can. It is not a bad idea to explore the world, find your passions, and stick to them. And who knows? Something good might come out of it. And speaking of the future, I believe it's time for your last card. The Wheel of Fortune. Plenty of opportunities indeed. It's like your wheel on a ship. You control the direction. You are the captain. However, because this card is reversed, you cannot stop the wheel from turning. The future is inevitable. Things must change, for if nothing does, we are stagnant. People come and go, and we evolve. And whether or not you like the changes that are heading your way, you must keep your fight. And even though it might be painful, the journey might be worthwhile. And no matter what the world throws at you, you cannot let it hurt your ego. Because if you let it do that, then, my friend, you might not be able to get back up again. What? Does it sound like general advice? I'm actually giving you quite good pointers here. Were you expecting certain points on love or success or anything of the sort? What do you need? You need to listen to me. Your head, your gut, even your heart once in a while. Listen, I cannot solve your problems, but I can tell you an endless void from an emotional punching bag. You trusted me to read and analyze and speak, and I am only sharing with you the results. Dear, you have to live in a world with other people. If you don't, well, you are going to be just as you are for as long as you are. Oh. Well, what would you know? The world, a world. Take it what you will. Well, I'm afraid that I cannot give you specific advice about your life. I don't even know you. Though perhaps we can resolve that through maybe a cup of tea. I do know quite the delightful place that offers nice readings for $2.50. I understand, darling. Not everybody can accept the truth. Oh, but before you go, here, let me offer you a rose quartz. I do believe you're going to need it in the bedroom. It might help with a certain ailment. Oh, and maybe a garnet? Get your shit together.